From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Chile's government sent more troops to the country's second-largest city today to help restore order and hand out aid. People have been looting stores, complaining government food supplies are arriving too slowly. The city of Concepcion bore the brunt of Saturday's 8.8 magnitude earthquake that killed at least 273 people. NPR's Jason Beaubien is in Santiago, where Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is meeting today with Chile's president.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met with President Michelle Bachelet, who talked with her about what the needs are of the country. Basically, she said the U.S. is ready to assist Chile in any way possible and to assess what the needs are and in what way the U.S. can best help Chile recover from this devastating earthquake.
NPR's Jason Beaubien in Santiago. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says his agency may recommend all new vehicles come equipped with brakes that can override the gas pedal. The measure is aimed at preventing unintended acceleration, part of the source of Toyota's recall of more than 8 million cars and trucks worldwide. LaHood explained the recommendation in front of a Senate committee investigating Toyota's safety crisis. Democratic Senator Bill Nelson says the company's issues have wide-reaching consequences.
You ask anybody whether or not they think a Toyota is safe today, and you'd be shocked at the percentage of people that will say no, and they're voting with their feet because they're not walking into the Toyota dealers, and it's hurting them and their suppliers and all of those small businesses in the middle of a recession.
Toyota executives are also being grilled at today's hearing. General Motors is recalling 1.3 million cars because of a power steering problem. Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET has details.
The recall includes the 2005 through 2010 model year Chevrolet Cobalt and the Pontiac G5 from the 2007 through 2010 model years. The Pontiac Pursuit, sold in Canada, and the Pontiac G4, sold in Mexico, are also involved. The Detroit automaker says an issue with a power steering motor could lead to a loss of power steering assist. The problem could make it harder to steer at speeds of less than 15 miles per hour. The company says the vehicles can still be controlled safely. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has received more than 1,100 complaints about the issue, including 14 crashes and one injury. GM says plans to fix the problem are currently being developed. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.
Kentucky Senator Jim Bunning is again blocking the Senate from extending unemployment benefits. The Republican objected to a request today by fellow Republican Susan Collins of Maine to pass a 30-day extension of benefits. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones is up 44 points at 10,448. This is NPR. Postmaster General John Potter says the U.S. Postal Service faces nearly $240 billion in losses in the next 10 years if the service is unable to make some changes. Potter, at a meeting today in Washington, talked about dropping Saturday home delivery and the likelihood of higher postage rates. The Postal Service previously proposed dropping delivery down to 5 days a week, but the idea got a cold reception in Congress. This time, Potter's bringing up the idea armed with outside studies showing shifts in service are crucial to avoid further financial losses. The fossilized remains of a snake and dinosaur egg are shedding light on the early evolution of snakes. NPR's Christopher Joyce has the latest on this 67-million-year-old story.
Scientists are calling it Anaconda meets Jurassic Park. The fossils consist of a broken dinosaur egg with the partial skeleton of an 11-foot-long snake wrapped around it, including the snake's skull. The fossils were found in India. The egg is believed to have been part of a nest, since two other whole eggs were found next to the broken one, and the bones of a baby dinosaur, about a foot and a half long, lay beside it as well. Apparently, it had just hatched and was about to be devoured by the snake. A sudden avalanche of mud or sand buried the nest before that could happen and preserved the whole assemblage. The discovery, a rare case of fossilized behavior, is reported in the journal PLOS Biology. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Supreme Court justices are weighing the reach of the Second Amendment today in a case focusing on Chicago's ban on handguns. Gun rights advocates want the court to extend a 2008 decision striking down gun ban in D.C. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News from Washington.